Last week or the week before, I talked about the green-eyed monster, jealousy. Am I the only one in here that has ever dealt with jealousy? I preached a couple weeks ago, and I told my wife this. I said, when I was growing up, I was the most jealous person you have ever wanted to meet. And she raised her hand in the congregation and said, he's telling the truth. Because I was. Listen to me this morning. I want to talk to you not from a hypothesis, but I want to talk to you from an experience. Because we can get a hypothesis on any news channel this morning. But people are looking for an experience. They're looking for something real. They're looking for truth. Amen. And not as Dan Rather would say, you can have your truth and I can have mine. No, there is a truth. There is a truth this morning that you and I, and there is a world that's looking to tap into right now. But you and I have got to be, as Pastor Jonathan said last week, we've got to begin to position ourselves to be able to handle that. Amen. Some of you this morning have walked in looking for answers. I've walked into a place just like this. I've walked into this place many a times looking for answers. See, listen to me this morning. I want to talk to you about the flesh. Because each and every one of us this week have probably been in the flesh, amen? A couple weeks ago, about 3 weeks ago, the Holy Spirit spoke to me and he said this. He said, the Holy Spirit, before you can operate in the Spirit, this is what the Holy Spirit said to me, you have to understand the flesh. AKA Romans 4 and 17, call those things be not as though they are. Listen to me. You can't call those things be not as though they are living in the Spirit by living in the flesh. It's what most Christians call straddling the fence. It's straddling a 42-inch fence with a 32-inch inseam. It doesn't work. It doesn't work that way. But this morning in James 3, talking about wisdom, and the gospel is crazy in this aspect. I'll set the stage. If you want to, go to James 3, the contrast of differences of two wisdoms and what they produce. What's ironic is the author, he calls both of these wisdom. And understand this, that you understand a matter, by understanding a matter is knowledge, and wisdom is what you gain from the knowledge, amen? Think about that. James 3, setting the stage in 13, verse 13. We'll go to verse 13 for time's sake. Let us stand this morning as we read the Word of God. The contrast, the differences of two wisdoms this morning. Who is wise? Everybody there say amen.
Amen.
13, who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show by good conduct that his works are done in the meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter envy and self-seeking in your heart, do not boast and do not lie against the truth. There's the truth, amen. This wisdom, he calls it wisdom. He calls self-seeking, envy, and bitterness wisdom. Does not descend from above, but is earthly, sensual, and demonic. For where envy and self-seeking exist, confusion. Dear Lord, right now we are in a world of confusion. We are in a state of confusion, but there are answers, amen? And there's a world that's looking for you to give it to them. Do you have the answers this morning? And every evil thing are there, but the wisdom that is above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruit. Everybody say good fruit. Good fruit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, faithfulness, and self-control. There's where you and I are to operate, amen? And there's where you and I most of the time don't. Come on. Without partiality and without hypocrisy. Now the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. Father, we just thank you for the word. You may be seated. Thank you for the word this morning, Father God, that you've instilled in your servant this morning, in your son. Father, I pray that each and every one of us will leave here this morning with an understanding of where we are at and where we are going. Because surely we've not arrived, but surely we have left the station. Amen? And a church that believes that says?
Amen.
This morning, two types of wisdom. Two types of wisdom, a heavenly or a kingdom wisdom. The kingdom is alive and well, amen? Amen. Earthly or carnal wisdom. Carnal wisdom is this. I'm looking at most of you, and most of you will know exactly what I'm saying. Carnal wisdom, earthly wisdom, is what we used to call street smart. Come on. Come on. You know, you would look at somebody and say, well, they have street smarts, a.k.a. don't mess with them or you'll get cut. Amen. Come on. Come on. You know exactly what I'm talking about. But listen to me. There is an earthly wisdom. There is a carnal wisdom. And there's a kingdom wisdom. Kingdom wisdom is pure, peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy, impartiality, and sincere. Earthly wisdom is bitterness, envy, and selfish ambition. The contrast of two wisdoms this morning that both you and I have operated in probably this week, if not this morning. Let's step off the map for a moment and go deep. Envy and jealousy, something that I preached on, something that he was speaking of in the Word, is appealing to the mind. It's appealing. Jealousy is appealing. Envious is appealing to the mind. It's gratifying. Jealousy is gratifying to you and I. That's why Paul said in Romans 12:2, it says, renew your mind daily. In 2 Corinthians 10:5, it says, casting down imaginations. Listen to me. I've had some imaginations this week, amen? Come on. It says this. It says, casting down the imaginations and strongholds that come against your God and Heavenly Father. See, we invent in our own minds a comparison of a matter. I don't care what matter it is. You can compare. You can have a comparison. Earthly wisdom. We can justify anything through earthly wisdom. You have justified it through earthly wisdom. Using your earthly wisdom this morning, because each and every one of us have it. Have we ever known a jealous person that did not have a good reason for it? With earthly wisdom. Think about that. See, listen to me. Earthly wisdom is an entitlement mentality. It's an entitlement mentality. It's this, the greatest commercial ever made, because it feeds what we are looking for. J.G. Wentworth, it's my money and I want it now. The greatest commercial ever made. Why? Because it feeds the very thing that I'm looking for. Come on. It's an entitlement mentality. No names used, but I worked with someone here about 5 or 6 years ago that went to J.G. Wentworth. He had a $900 settlement a month that he was collecting because he was in a severe wreck as a young age. He traded that $900 a month for $40,000. He was 35 because he wanted a new boat. I'll let you do the math on that. It's my money and I want it now. How many times have we done it? Maybe not with money, but with other things. Think about that. Listen to me. It's an entitlement mentality. We live in a world that's got one great big BOGO sale. Come on, buy one, get one free. You know, we go to a BOGO sale and we go in there and they're like $15. My God, $15, buy one. Come on. But what you don't understand is you go to the BOGO sale and now that $15 item is a $30 item, but you're still getting one free. Amen. Ladies, I'm sorry. There's no such thing as a BOGO sale. You're not. Listen, salvation is free. Amen. Everything else will cost you something. Even at a BOGO sale. It doesn't work. It's not true. It's a figment of our imagination. The very thing that we're supposed to cast down daily. Amen. I'm sorry. That's the truth. Nothing free. See, the world is feeding a generation's earthly wisdom of bitterness, envy, and self-ambition. Where you can burn down your city and call it peaceful protest. Put your seatbelts on. Come on, where you can burn your city down and call it peaceful protest. Listen to me. The Word of God calls that earthly wisdom. And if you have earthly wisdom, you can justify that. Today, many people, maybe some of you sitting right here, have justified the very thing. I'll tell you this, that you're operating not in a kingdom mentality, not from a kingdom. Come on, you are operating like most of us have done. Maybe not with that, but with many different things. An earthly mentality this morning. Situations don't change you as much as they reveal you. Give me 5 minutes with you. This comes from our apostle, Pastor. Give me 5 minutes with you and I can tell you exactly where you're at. I can tell if you're dealing from a spiritual sense, a kingdom, come on, a kingdom wisdom or an earthly wisdom. James 3, 9 and 18, what we just read, speaks of a bitterness of heart. In the Greek, it's pikraia. It's unhappy, it's resentment, it's disappointment. And we've all been there. We've all done that. Each and every one of us, many times. Isaiah 5, 1 and 4. The prophet begins to speak of a fertile and good vineyard that produced bad fruit. Can I be honest with you this morning? I consider myself fertile ground. I consider myself good ground. I consider myself, but I have produced some bad fruit in my days. I have produced some bad fruit in my days. Bitterness, where roots grow deep. Bitterness steals joy, justifies itself, never forgives, never forgets. Terry Brooks, and I quote this, he says, hurt leads to bitterness, bitterness to anger. Travel too far that road and the way is lost. In our earthly wisdom, due to bitterness, we play the blame game. Adam and Eve, when all things are breaking loose in their environment like it is today in ours, Adam did not man up. What if Adam would have manned up and said, you know what, God, that's me. I messed that up. But no, Adam done what most of us men do, and we say this, it was that woman that you gave me. It was that woman that you gave me. See, listen to me. He was playing the blame game because everything around him was beginning to crumble. Can I be honest with you? I'm going to be married 26 years, September 3rd. And many times I could have looked and said, it was that woman that you gave me. And vice versa, talking to married people here, talking to married couples. And many times in 26 years, my wife could have and probably should have said, Lord, it was that man that you gave me. Don't help me, honey. It was that man that you gave me. And listen to me, operating just like that, like you and I have done, is what you call earthly wisdom. Because that's where a bitterness begins to rise. Come on. Listen to me. When my opportunity of looking at my wife and saying, it was that woman that you give me, there was also an opportunity to begin to hide her nakedness. What if Adam would have hid Eve's nakedness? What if he would have said, you know what, Lord, that's my bad. I screwed that up. I take the hit for that. I wonder if our Heavenly Father would have said, whoa, well, you know what? You do understand. Okay. That's a mulligan. Let's continue on. Wouldn't that have been great? That's a mulligan. But no, he began to play the blame game. It's the woman that you gave me. I'm talking this morning about a kingdom, or an earthly mentality, wisdom. Jeremiah 31, 29 says, the father have eaten sour grapes and the children's teeth are set on edge, a.k.a. paying for the sins of our fathers. Bitterness, it always is someone else's fault. Anytime that I have ever been bitter, it was never about me. Which in turn, after prayer and you know, groveling and doing what I do best, the Lord began, it was about me. The bitterness is all about me. The bitterness is all about you. But while you and I are in it, you and I make it about everybody else. Amen? Bitterness is always someone else's fault. A culture which is drawn from earthly wisdom. And I want to give a shout out to the baby boomers in here, amen? Because listen to me, the baby boomers do not act like you and I act this morning. I'm talking about Generation X. I'm talking about the millennials. I'm talking about Generation Z. There's three generations there that have fallen by the wayside. The baby boomers, they understood it. They got it. You and I, my generation, it was always somebody else's fault. It was one of those baby boomers back there, amen? Come on. No, the baby boomer, the silent generation before the baby, they got it. They understood it. You and I, we don't. It's always someone else's fault. Because of, listen to me, and you're going to understand where, because of my ancestors were slaves. Because my dad's alcoholism. Because my ex-husband. Because my ex-wife. Because my childhood trauma. Because my poor upbringing. Listen to me. We can have a bunch of becauses to operate out of earthly wisdom. But it will send you only one place. Hebrews 12, 12 through 15 says this. Strengthen yourself. Make level paths. Make every effort to live in peace. With all men, everybody say all. Make sure no one misses the grace of God. That's you and I's responsibility. Make sure no one misses the grace of God. Listen to me, you can't be operating out of an earthly wisdom and sharing the grace of God all at the same time. It doesn't happen. It's at two ends of the spectrum. It doesn't work. Make sure no one misses the grace of God. And that no bitter root grows up to cause trouble. Now listen to me. We do have some non-negotiables in here. Amen. You do have some non-negotiables, right? I mean, there's only one way to heaven. That's through Christ Jesus, right? That's a non-negotiable. That's something that you and I, if you have a different mentality, if a different mindset, that's something that you and I can't speak on because it's non-negotiable. But if you look in Romans 14 and go there, talking about the kingdom. And an apostle hit on it this morning with different convictions. And this is exactly where we're going because in the body of Christ right now, we have all kinds of different convictions. Amen? And listen to me. And for time restraint, I'm not going to read that, but I am going to paraphrase it. But in Romans 14, Apostle Paul is talking about some eat vegetables and some eat meat. And because one person does one thing and the other does another, doesn't mean that you and I are to judge and look down upon one another for doing that. Amen? But so many times in today's society, that's exactly what we do. You and I are to combat and fight a world, but we can't keep from fighting one another. That would have been a great place for an amen. Because that's truth. You and I, we want to fight amongst ourselves. We're called beyond the four walls. We can't get out of here. See, we do have non-negotiables, but in Romans 14, it says this, that Christians with different convictions this morning with COVID-19 on how we handle it. I mean, right now we have two camps. We have the mask wearers and the non-mask wearers. And per this scripture, dear God, I'll tell you what. Please forgive me for my time's sake, but let's read this because it is so important because it is where you and I are at today. It's in Romans 14, and we're going to start in verse 13 going to 17. But it's talking about the unity in the midst of diversity. Christians with different convictions. And the Word of God says this in above that, it says, God has received us both. It says this, the Apostle Paul speaks, it says, don't be a stumbling block to one another. And we'll start in 13. Therefore, let us not judge one another anymore, but rather resolve this. Do not put a stumbling block or a cause to fall in our brother's way. I know that I'm convinced by the Lord Jesus that there is nothing unclean of itself. There's Apostle Paul's opinion. Because we're going to get into opinion here in just a little bit. Nothing unclean of itself, but to him who considers anything to be unclean, to him it is unclean. Yet in your brother, it
But if your brother is grieved by the cause of your food, you are no longer walking in love. Do not destroy with your food the one whom you Christ died. Therefore, do not let your good be spoken of as evil. For the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness, peace, joy of the Holy Spirit.
Listen to me. This morning, the Holy Spirit is saying this, that you and I can have different diversities. We can look at something totally different and still get along as brothers and sisters in Christ. Amen? That's exactly the way it is. So this morning, with COVID-19, whether you wear a mask or you don't wear a mask, listen to me, that's fine. It's perfectly fine. It's amazing on our opinions this morning because, listen to me, I have some of you Facebook friends. Come on. And I know your opinions, and some of your opinions sucketh. They sucketh. And here's why. Because what you've done is you've painted yourself into a corner, and yes, you are part of the 50%, but you and I are called to the 100%, amen? You and I are called to the whole body. You and I are called to minister to one another, whether we agree or not. Man, that's good preaching, amen? Listen to me, you and I have an opportunity to operate out of earthly wisdom or a kingdom wisdom. Righteousness, Apostle Paul says at the very end, the kingdom, because we're talking about the kingdom this morning, the kingdom is not about meat or drink. It's not about meat or drink. It's not whether you wear a mask or you don't wear a mask. The kingdom is righteousness, peace, and joy. Righteousness, and if you're writing anything down, write this down. The righteousness deals with our sin issues. The peace deals with our torment issues. And the joy deals with our medical issues. I think it was Miss Melanie that said this, sometimes I just got to make myself laugh. Yeah. Sometimes you just got to make yourself laugh, amen? It's this, in Proverbs 17:22, a joyful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones. Listen to me this morning, what side of the fence you on, it doesn't matter. Because we're all in the same boat, rowing the same way, with a kingdom mentality. Now you can have a religious spirit, and you will be left behind. But a kingdom mentality is something totally different. With our opinions, listen to me, we alienate the very people that we are called to minister to. Some of you are looking at the floor right now for a good reason. Come on. When you give your opinion that's not the gospel, now listen to me, there's non-negotiable. There's things that you can stand on that is the word of God. I mean, I'm not taking that away. But when we begin to get outside the realm of your opinion, all you're really doing is alienating people that you are called to. You want to wear a mask? Wear a mask. You don't want to wear a mask? Don't wear a mask. You know, none of you in this place know where I stand on masks, except for my apostle. You know why? Because I haven't shared it with anybody. Haven't shared that. You know why I haven't shared it? Because it's my opinion. And my opinion doesn't matter when you're talking about the 40,000 foot view of the kingdom of God. It doesn't matter. You can get on there and you can vent. You can scream. You can yell. You can do your thing. But all it is at the end of the hour is your opinion. See, when we live in righteousness, peace, and joy, when we host the presence, more good things happen and get done by accident than what we would do if we would plan it through an earthly. Come on. Things happen more by accident. Matthew 3:2. Listen to me, dear God. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Exactly what we've been talking about, moving from an earthly to a kingdom mentality. Repent translates here, change your mind. Tweaking just a little bit. See, some of us need to change our mind this morning. My wife told me this week that I needed to change my mind. You married couple know exactly what I'm talking about. You need to change your mind, okay, honey? And the kingdom at hand is within reach. So what he's saying here is when you change your mind, when you tweak yourself, when you begin to operate and think kingdomly instead of earthly, the kingdom of God is within reach. Within reach. Matthew 6 and 10, everybody knows it. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Listen to me, the kingdom of God is supposed to be residing right here, right now. The only hiccup is you and I. That's the hiccup right now. Write this down this morning. Most Christians repent enough to get forgiven, but not enough to see the kingdom of God, aka straddling the fence when it comes to a kingdom wisdom or an earthly wisdom. Pure, peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy, impartial, insecure, or bitterness. Honey, I'm hurrying up. I'm trying. Bitterness, envy, self-ambition. As Pastor Jonathan said last week, positioning yourself. My question to you this morning is, where are you positioned? Where are you positioned this morning? Because each of us have a position. Are you positioned under the funnel of earthly wisdom, like we've all been a time or two? Or you positioned yourself under the kingdom wisdom? Both produce fruit. Both produce fruit. And I'll close with this. If you write this down, please. If you have more input from your mainstream media than the Word of God, your discouragement and your dysfunction is self-inflicted. Yeah. If you have more input from your mainstream media than the Word of God, your dysfunction and your discouragement is self-inflicted. About a year ago, I was what you would call a news junkie, to the fact that where it was a problem in my house. When I would come home, I was watching the news. Before to bed, I was watching the news. My wife and I, we figured up, because she likes to help me in those aspects, amen. She figured that I was watching somewhere between 5 and 6 hours of news a day. And then I come to the realization, because I'm an opportunist. I just don't watch one news channel, amen. If you watch one news channel, can I encourage you to do something? You're looking at it lopsided. And what I would do is I would flip from news channel to news channel to news channel. And I could give you my favorite news channel, but that would only be my opinion, and I'll keep my opinion to myself. But what I begin to find out is every news channel was saying exactly the cotton-picking thing. Gloom and doom. Now listen to me. I still get my news on a daily basis, but I cannot tell you the last time I turned on the news to watch anything. Because listen to me, it was corrupting my mind. If you're addicted to the news this morning, and I don't care what news you're watching, if you are addicted to that, if you're watching more of that than you are considering the Word of God, your dysfunction this morning, because there is dysfunction, is self-inflicted.